Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Big Titty Tuesday, January 1st, 2013. How do you like that? The first show of the new year. And we're celebrating boobies with Big Titty Tuesday. And it's a special early edition. People have been wanting me to. People have wanted me to do an earlier start time for a while, and Asshurt MacFags was able to convince me to start the show early. I hope all of you who are listening can get the word out that the show's on now. Because Yeah. If they show up at the regular scheduled time, they're going to miss half the show. Which is probably a good thing for them. I don't know. I am, however, very grateful that Danny Dantalian, Gonzo PhD, guest, as in GU357, Von Rage, and a ton of guest listeners are tuned in. Oh, there's Assert MacFags, who will be my co-host tonight, my lovely, esteemed co-host. She also submitted a few musical requests. I think I'll play one here in just a second. Get situated and hopefully be back in time to be joined by Assert herself, himself, itself, whatever it is, she, he is. But Assert, I see you in the chat. No problem. Take your time calling in, Assert. But can you do me a favor? What was that song that you requested? The one that I thought was really cool. It was some Italian prog band. Kill Myself. What the... No, that's not the name of the band. What's the name of the band? God, I gotta look it up. It's a really cool jam. I think you guys are gonna like this. Let me. Let's see. I believe it's Goblin. That's it. Goblin. Yes. Goblin. Snip Snap. That's what I was looking for. So we'll go to that. Also, a quick note. My next show will be Friday, Free Ball Friday. And it's going to be a special ninja night. Ninjas or nimje, however you pronounce that. Been in correspondence with Ninjas, and they want to invade my show on Friday. So that should be fun. Can't wait for that. Okay, so I'm going to step away here for a second, play you some Goblin, and come back with some Assert MacFags right here on Blog Talk Radio, Disorderly Conduct, Big Titty Tuesday. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah, that was a motherfucking funky-ass jam. I love it. I really, really do enjoy getting the musical requests from Assert MacFags. She impresses me. She comes up with some pretty wild stuff, and usually, I'd say 9 times out of 10, it's something I've never fucking heard of before, but totally fucking dig.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
All right, kids, VITB back up in this, enjoying a nice lukewarm cup of coffee. Very excited about that jam I just played by Goblin. And I'm now joined by my co-host for the evening, Assert MacFags. Hey, Assert.
Hey, Vince. How's it going?
Oh, it's going fantastic. I thought that was a great start to the show. That was a cool jam. Do you care to elaborate a little bit on Goblin and what they're all about? That's totally new to me.
Yes. Goblin is an Italian prog rock band, and they actually did a lot of soundtracks back in the 70s and probably the early 80s, I want to say. There's been in numerous incarnations of them, but what you heard is probably one of their best albums called Roller, but they actually did the soundtrack to Suspiria. I don't know if you've ever heard that.
No.
It's an Italian horror movie.
How do you spell it?
Suspiria, I think.
Okay, I got it. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and they did the soundtrack for the Italian version of Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, nice.
Which is called Zombie in Italy, and then of course there's Zombie 2.
This is like 70s disco horror movies. Oh, they did scores they worked with Dario Argento. Okay, yeah, I know about Suspiria now. I never really got into Dario Argento, but I should. You know, I should just like go on a Dario Argento marathon one of these days.
I think you should. I'm not even like a big film buff or anything, but you know, some of that stuff it really gets me off.
Yeah,
pretty fantastic, and a lot of the Italian prog bands that came out of that era were awesome.
Oh.
And I went through a huge prog phase. I went through like everything.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. I've like forgotten more than most people would ever know. You know?
You must have heard of a great Italian prog band called Deus Ex Machina, right?
What is it?
Deus Ex Machina.
Deus Ex Machina. Probably.
You know, Deus Ex Machina, which means, I don't know, like a miracle happening at the last minute.
Okay.
It's kind of a saying. It's just a saying. It's probably a Latin saying. But This Italian prog rock band calls themselves Deus Ex Machina, and I think they came out later. I think they were more like mid-80s they started.
Yeah, I really like the early kind of prog stuff. Once it hit the 80s, it became really cheesy, and then it kind of intermingled with like the jazz fusion, which was terrible. I hate jazz fusion. I think anyone that plays jazz fusion should just kill themselves, honestly. And all respect to Miles Davis, like, oh my God, I hate you for playing jazz fusion.
Okay, Danny is in the chat room giving us some schoolage here. He says, Deus Ex Machina means, what did he say? He said, it means God of the Machine. It's a literary term for when a story has a shitty ending, where everything works out for no reason. Yeah. And it's like an act of God. Seriously, it's like Han Solo taking out Darth Vader at the last minute.
Okay. I like that saying then. I'm
going to
check them out.
So there's a prog rock band. They're more like, I would say like more aggressive though.
As a prog rock band?
They're considered prog rock and they're Italian. And they're called Deus Ex Machina. And I should have some on my iTunes, but I don't. But I'll try to fish something up.
Okay. Yeah, I've got externals full of like old music I used to listen to. Because I went through phases where it was kind of music became a form of commodity to me, or like not even a commodity. Like it was just consuming music just for the sake of consuming it. And so I rifled through a bunch of shit and became a music elitist in the process, you know, and I've given that up. I just let it come natural to me, like more ephemeral. And if something hits me, it hits me. I don't, you know, have to go through my last FM stats or rate every album I listen to, like some of my friends do, which is crazy. I don't know if you have any friends like that, but I mean, I imagine living in San Francisco.
Oh, I don't have any friends. I don't have any friends. I've eliminated friends from my life. Thanks to technology, I have eliminated friends. It's awesome.
That kind of sucks.
You can live in Silicon Valley and not have a friend. I can guarantee it. And still sustain yourself, do pretty well on your own. And it's all virtual, baby. It's all tech.
I mean, I can understand. It's completely possible and absolutely feasible. However, I'm just not at that point, you know. And some people
Asser would thrive out here. I can't believe you don't work out here. You kick some ass out here.
I was going to move out there a couple months
this
ago.
This is where all the jobs are. So if you know anything IT related, tech related, anything, it's wide out. It's the wild, wild west out here, baby.
Oh, I know. I mean,
and there's so much VC money.
Been
there's so much VC. This is what we're witnessing right now is the .com boom part two. Part due.
Well, now we have the VCs and they're willing to throw money at anything, you know. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just not. I haven't made my way over there yet. I went there this summer. Actually, met up with a couple of friends of mine, and I met Weave. And we hung out at Noisebridge on his birthday. I don't know if you've been to Noisebridge, but it's a hackerspace in San Francisco. And
yeah, I know where it is. I've never been there. I know about it.
It's super cool. Super cool spot. And, yeah, I mean, we hung out, we broke a bunch of rules that I'm sure I'm not allowed to talk about. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, it's
obviously a great scene there.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys like 15 years down the road what happened that fateful night.
Thank you, Snake, for retweeting the show. Appreciate that. Cyber Rabbit, one click? Or, oh, what? Some of these people with their Twitter handles, I just don't know how to phonetically say them.
One click? I know one click. She's awesome.
Why is she pointing a gun at me?
Shouts, yo.
Why is she pointing a gun at me?
Because you're a fucking douchebag. Yeah, I've got a bone to pick with you, by the way.
Oh, perfect. Let's hear it.
All right. Bone is being picked right here, right now. I don't so much mind when people that hate me call me he or it. But when people I respect or pretend to be my friend do that kind of thing, you're in for a beatdown. So be wary when you say that kind of shit. And I'm not even jesting. I am not fucking jesting right now. I will fucking destroy you.
So you didn't think that was funny, the way I introduced you?
No, because it's not funny.
You didn't think it was funny, and you didn't appreciate it.
It's not funny because A, it's unoriginal as fuck, and B, like, I respect you, you respect me. Hey, let's respect each other and make fun of stupid fucking Anonymous.
Totally. My bad, yo.
So have a little fucking respect, especially for our other transgender listeners. Because I know they're out there, and
I think I'm getting quadruple inverted trolled right now.
All I'm saying is the Russell League is knee-deep in some shit right now, and you do not want to fuck with the high-risk.
This is an inside-out reverse double-twist inverted troll. This is amazing. Assert and Russell League are fucking un-for-real. Blazing trails in trollology.
I mean, hey, I'm spitting it, you know, no troll mo.
Okay, so, okay, yeah, all right, fine. I'll drop, I won't do the cliche tranny routine.
Fair enough. Tacky,
I hear you. It's tacky at this point.
It's gaudy. Like,
got it. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's time to move on. I get it. All right. Check this out. You tweeted me earlier, I think, that you wanted to talk about the noticeable lack of lulls coming from quote Anonymous as of late.
Right. And I think this has been kind of an ongoing downfall in Anonymous. Not only Anonymous, but within the hacking scene in general. And, of course, we have your niche crews that, you know, bring big-time LOLs quite often. You know, like Dawn Forest, shout-out to DNAA, you know, the Gay Nigger Association of America, they're all fucking hilarious. But when it comes to Anonymous, you have NightSec, you have Yan, you have pretty much like all these UG Nazi splinter groups can be put under the Anonymous umbrella because they all support each other. And they all just fucking suck. Like, none of them are fucking funny.
Totally
like,
devoid
when was
of
the last? When was the last time they did anything that was remotely funny?
No.
Like, even made a tweet that was clever. Like, you just don't see it. And you have these people with, like, Truth is Sexy. That bitch got fucking 120,000 followers, and, like, she can't even speak English.
Yeah,
I
no.
It's unbelievable. And we're gonna get deeper into this, because I got a lot of things to talk about here.
Yeah, absolutely. We will go as deep as the rabbit hole goes. I kind of look at it this way, all right? There's an overarching umbrella, if you will, in the internet community that is made up of people who don't want their identity known and want to be able to comment freely, take full advantage of their First Amendment rights. It's a big umbrella. And it includes everybody that calls themselves anything. You know, just as long as they're not using their real name, real identity, as long as it's some sort of alias, I consider that big, overarching community, I consider that anonymous. So I would consider you as anonymous in the overarching
sense. Why? Everyone knows my name.
Well, I don't know you.
I don't fucking care.
But you're not going by your name, is what I'm saying. You choose to go on Twitter and
anonymous is, people say it's leaderless, but it's not.
No. But I'm saying this whole thing.
No. You're confusing that. My friend.
No, I'm saying
Kilgore Trout has written about this extensively, and he has said, he calls himself lowercase anonymous.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
It's much different. Uppercase anonymous has a hierarchy. It has, underlings. It has fucking leaders.
I think the uppercase anonymous has become synonymous with moral fagging now at this point.
Exactly. And it's not
and
funny, and they suck, and they should all kill themselves.
There's a completely separate community that is kind of overlapping in some ways, which is, like you said, the lowercase anonymous.
Well, the lowercase anonymous is... it's just anyone on the internet. And uppercase anonymous is just a structured group of people, and they've been co-opted. And they'll say there's no leaders, blah, 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 but they'll spit the same rhetoric they've spat for fucking 2 years now. And no one fucking believes it. There is a hierarchy. There are leaders. There are, like, fucking operations
that are led by certain
people, and it's just fucking stupid.
And that's
because,
an idea
can be interrupted.
A true hive mind, if they want to use the hive mind concept, a true beehive has a queen bee and worker bees, and there's a hierarchy. It's not an even playing field in a beehive, and that's what people don't get about anonymous. And you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole idea that there can be a leaderless system is absurd. It's absolutely absurd. Because, A, even today I was in the Voxanon IRC, and I was hanging out in the Ops New Blood channel, and there was an obvious hierarchy. I mean, I was fucking with them, But, there was obviously people that were looked up to, and they had ops, and obviously they knew more, but at the same time, they were essentially leaders, and I called them out as leaders, and they were like, no, there's no leaders to Anonymous, but I'm like, so what are they, micro leaders? Like, it doesn't make sense. These people are leaders.
Yeah, well, we got another caller now who I think wants to chime in on this as well. a good friend of the show. He goes by Sanguine Rose. He is now joining us. Welcome, Sanguine.
Hello. I just wanted to say that you're absolutely correct. They claim that they don't have leaders, but there's always some kind of social hierarchy.
Right.
Absolutely.
Absolutely a hierarchy.
And each different group of Anons have a different social hierarchy. Like there's the Vox Anon Anons, and then there's the Anonops ones. You don't really mix that much.
There's a couple other ones too, but I mean, then they've all got their separate ops. Which, everyone stopped using the word op blank, I would be so pleased I would die. No more ops, please.
It just lacks creativity a lot of times, just calling everything an op.
Op, and we've canonized Nazi after canonizing Sec. You know, I hope no one takes League and runs with it, because Russell League is pretty original, and I'm happy to be a part of it.
Yep, so far. But yeah, when I was in Anonymous and I was helping with ops and whatnot, there was always a hierarchy. Like, how that was usually structured is a bunch of people would get together and think about, like, what they wanted to do. And then they would go around advertising it and getting, like, people in on their idea that supported or not. And it pretty much just grows from there, like, recruiting people from 4chan and all the other places. And that's how pretty much anything's run.
They can get in trouble. The people from 4chan can get in trouble. And the leaders will continue to live on, you know?
Pretty much.
It's just absurd to think that there is a leaderless movement. Like, you're kidding yourself, and you have no bearing on actual human history.
Well, there's the hardcore Anonymous ones who refuse to admit this even to themselves, who really believe in the leadership ideology, like, to the point where they just don't see anything around them.
Right, and that's kind of sad and pathetic. And they probably live in their own... They're probably like Vince. They probably don't have any real-life friends.
Well, some do. It depends on who. Like, the ones that are mostly leaders usually don't have lives. Well, much of a life. Which is part of the reason why they have so much time to spend running ops.
Doing ops, God. Shit's so lame.
Yep, it is.
I had to doing an op. I did one op.
What did you do?
Op Bart. I kicked ass at Op Bart, dude. I was so awesome. Fuck, it was glorious.
It was a good reason to have an op.
It was fun as hell too, dude. I seriously felt like I was on the set of an Alex Jones film in real time. And it turns out I was. But it wasn't Alex Jones. It was Brian Knappen. Fuck, I forgot his last name already. Well, it's so embarrassing because I had Brian on the show, like a month ago?
Oh, the guy who did the documentary?
Yeah. I asked him to send me the raw footage of my part. And I don't know, I think it's pretty funny to see it in full context, but he sent it to me, a VMO link. I don't know if he wants me to share that or not, but it's kind of lousy.
I mean share it, obviously.
It was basically what I liked about Op Art is it sort of it was a hybrid. It was half online trolling, half IRL trolling. And it was all it made a huge splash. What was brilliant about it is it probably was a grand total of maybe like I'd say less than 1,000 people. Less than 1,000 were really on the, you know, totally fully doing stuff in Op Art. But the press and the authorities treated it like it was over 9,000. It was smart.
Yeah, they like doing that a lot.
Yeah, and that's just like most of the shit was online. Like the in the street protests, probably the biggest one was 300 people, I think.
It's pretty impressive. Like what I think that protests really are, and I've heard a lot about this, is basically there are anons that get together and pretty much get laid.
It was kind of funny though, because it was kind of like a in real life version of a DDoS. Basically, they went what these anonymous protesters did. Maybe I don't know, maybe 100 or 200 in total. They went station to station in downtown. San Francisco, starting at Civic Center. They got Civic Center shut down. All trains had to go straight through Civic Center. So everybody gets kicked out of Civic Center. So everybody marches down to Montgomery. What's next? Powell. Walk down to Powell. Go into Powell Street. Protest. They shut down Powell Street. It was funny, man. It was like Tango Downing. All the BART stations. It was great. At one point, they had Tango down all four downtown financial district BART stations. It was glorious. It was like and all it was people going on the platform with signs and chanting and stuff, and some people wearing some masks. Not even like hardly. I would say like a third of the people were people wearing the Guy Fawkes shit.
Yeah, that mostly originated from, you know, there's the movie, but the reason why it got so widespread usage, because when there are protests in the Church of Scientology, they would take pictures of protesters, legally threaten them, try to dox all of them. So that's why they mostly started coming in usage of using the Guy Fawkes mask, along with the ideology behind the movie, with all the people just rushing towards the government, all wearing the same thing.
No doubt. We have another caller here. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, what's up? It's Danny.
Danny, what's up, bro? How you doing? Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to you, man. Listen, I wanted to talk about, since this is on the topic, too, it's about Anonymous and somebody who was brought up earlier, and that's the person on Twitter, Truth is Sexy. I don't know, I guess she's like a female version of Chris Hansen on the internet or something. But she's getting, like, really mad because, I don't know, somebody, you know, we have a bunch of people on the Russell League Twitter, and I don't know, somebody said something nasty about her on there, and she got all upset about it. And so, I don't know. I don't understand why she. The only problem I have with her is why she is so against like domestic violence, and like I don't understand why she's against that, because I think in society today that, I mean, the only way you're really going to, you know, teach a woman how to act in society is if you know like beat her like probably 2 or 3 times a day. I mean, unless you do that, you're going to have a whole sect of society of females that are just going to get out of hand and start taking men's jobs and start making more money than men. I mean, you already see it happening in society right now. Women are starting to make more money than men, and that's just completely unacceptable. So, I mean, if you could invite her on the show and, you know, we could discuss this, I'd really like to do that.
That sounds like a great idea. I don't know if she's listening or if somebody could reach out for her. We have an hour and 20 minutes left in this broadcast. If not, let's set something up for a later date.
I think the problem with her is I think that she just doesn't get beaten enough by her spouse. And I think she'd be happier if she did.
Well, I know, like, some of the people that she's attacking, and I can pretty much say she's batshit crazy in just smearing people because she's insane.
No kidding. You don't say.
I would never allow my wife or my significant other to have more than, say, 20 followers on Twitter. There's no excuse for any woman to have over 17,000 followers on Twitter. It's just completely unacceptable.
You know who's the first violator I think we should have removed from the internet? Well, of course that'd be Roseanne Barr, but the next person would be Janine Garofalo.
Well, she's a lesbian, though, so she's allowed to have.
And then John Cusack. John Cusack next. And then Will Wheaton. Will Wheaton after that.
I have to agree with you on that. What has Will Wheaton even done? Like, why do people even follow him on Twitter? What has he done since Star Trek?
Dude, all he has to do is Star Trek. All you have to do is Star Trek, and you can make money off of cons and signings all for the rest of your life. And plus you get royalties. He doesn't have to work another day in his life. He's a blogger.
I just don't get it. I mean, it would be hilarious if somebody could get, like, him to respond to them on Twitter and just start dropping River Phoenix jokes. I bet he would fucking rage. Dude, I bet he'd probably make him cry. It'd be hilarious.
Oh, my
Hello?
God. Hey, I just got a tweet from Jester. He says, listening to your show, Asshurt Mac sounds like she/he, whatever, knows the deal. Sanguinaria sounds like a freaking deviant.
Well, that's Jester for you. He can't say anything that's not like an insult or just crap.
I'd like to say.
Yeah,
that,
no, I've been called onto their hidden IRCCP, which I'll go to in a minute, but I'm busy. I have some gluten-free pasta and a glass of wine I'm enjoying right now by listening to your retards talk. So.
And Anon just called me a skit on Twitter, and, like, I don't know what to do about that. Like, I don't know what to do. I mean, I don't even know how to take that. I mean...
I bet the guy doesn't even run Havisian wine. Like, come on.
Unforreal, kids. Unforreal. You know what? I've enjoyed this discussion. This is like a nice solid panel right here. You know, it's just the three of us. Four of us, myself, Vince of the Bay, Assert MacFags, Sanguinarius Rose, and Danny Dantalian. This is a good, healthy panel. I'm glad we're not, you know, over-swamped with tons of riffraff. I really appreciate you guys calling in. I also appreciate the Jester giving the shout-out, saying, that's what I wanted to say. So it's a new year, so it's a whole new year of keeping track of my shows and archiving my shows. And looking back on 2012, my most listened to shows, like live, the most live listeners I ever had. Number one was, maybe I should do it in reverse order, but, or it doesn't matter. Number one was the special feature show I did with Sang, what, like a month ago or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. It's got 917 listeners. Then the second highest was the show that the Jester tweeted out, where he got all crazy and tweeted out my number and all this shit.
He was just claiming you're a Westboro trutch and everything else.
Right.
I wouldn't say that it's because of interest. I say it was because of the moment of people all being mad at the protests and wanting to reach out and attack people, which he exploited.
Right. Right, right. There was a lot of tension in the air for sure. So yeah, so that was the second highest rated show was the Jester show, which I thought was going to be the highest rated because I think at any one time during the Sang show there was like, I don't know, 75 people maybe users in the chat. Because some people, not all the people that listen right on the chat room, not all those users are counted. People listen to it in other places too, and people come in and out. And like if somebody just logs onto the show for a second, listens for a second, and then drops off, that counts as a live listener. So, so Sang got 917, but I'd say during the length of the show, it probably topped out at like, I don't know, 75 users. When the Jester was on the show, it topped off at like, it was almost like 200 users. I was like, damn, this is going to blow Sang's numbers like out of the water. This is going to be like 2,000 listeners. No way. It was like 853 listeners. He had some bots or some shit that were just, you know, taking up space in the chat, or a friend of his or somebody that got the link had some bot net that they, obviously threw into the chat room, but we're all in the same
botnet,
I guess. Don't they have
somebody was in here with a botnet, dude?
Dude,
that's fucking scary, dude. They had a botnet. Holy fucking shit!
Yeah,
you're bringing some like Wild West fucking.
The thing that sucks about that though is you think it'd give you more listeners, but it doesn't. It doesn't count as more listeners, so you can't really like scam. They have some way of making it so you can't work over the whole revenue sharing thing, take advantage of that. So what that tells me is Sang got more legitimate live listeners than the Jester did.
And for tweeting it out under false pretenses to get people angry at the church to call in, kind of like using his own listeners as a kind of DDoS against you.
Right, right. And then you know what's funny is 2 days later, your non-news tried to pull the same shit. and it didn't work. Like, people didn't even call. The people that did were like, what the fuck? This is a radio show. What are you doing, man? Oh, yeah, the number three, we might as well do the top five. The number three most listened to show of 2012 was the Brony Hate Show. A lot of Brony Hate out there. Number four, I believe, was Assert MacFags and I hosting the Fish Show.
Oh, that Fish Show is great.
Oh, it's epic, folks. If you missed the Fish Show, which you probably didn't because you were probably there because it was a packed house.
I think I actually missed that one.
Yeah, you should go
in
the
arc. I was there for the Brony Hate one, but I think I missed the Fish Show.
Oh, the Fish Show one is epic. Definitely a must listen to if you go back into the 2012 archives. Those top four shows I just talked about right there are all very epic shows to check out.
The funny thing about that Fish Show, though, it was like mostly people from a jam band message board that followed me from there. Because, like, I've got tons of obsessed fans from there.
So it's kind of like, it's kind of like with the Brussels League, it's, you know, a bunch of horny dudes worshiping you, but it's a bunch of horny, instead of a bunch of horny hackers, it's a bunch of horny fish heads.
It's a bunch of horny, how do I say this, upper middle class white males with trust funds that go on fish tour and pretend to be poor hippies worshiping me, but pretending to hate me at the same time because I threaten their sexuality.
Damn.
So basically everyone loves me there.
All right, let's take a call, guys. Let's just go out on a limb here and take a call. Go ahead. Caller, you are on the air. Who's this?
Oh, yeah, nigga. What's up, dog?
Oh, shit. It's Spike.
What's going on, Vince in the Bay?
Oh, nothing. Just doing a radio show, bro. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Vince. How are you doing? Oh, fuck, Echo Chamber. Jesus Christ. I fucked up.
What was that? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I love you.
I won't. No, you will not. You will not blow me. I don't appreciate
again.
Suggesting that either. I really don't appreciate you suggesting that. That sort of homosexual activity on my show. Sorry. Wait, Spyko, is that you? Do you have like a leftover big gulp, or are you typing? Hello, Spyko, are you there? All right.
I'm totally here. I'm not typing.
Sorry, I just dumped Spyko. It's too much background noise. He's obviously multitasking. That guy is probably high as fuck on some pills and drinking and in like 3 tiny chats and 5 IRCs and trying to call into my show.
And brushing his teeth.
I can't take it. I mean, you know, me just doing this show alone is multitasking. And I can't handle somebody else trying to multitask while they're on my show while I'm trying to multitask. Jesus Christ. All right,
so
I gotta compose myself. Since the jester is listening, I want to send out a dedication to him. I love you, jester, and I'm glad you unblocked me. I'm glad you refollowed me. I'm glad you're listening to my show. I hope one day.
Yeah, don't unblock me. What the fuck?
Yeah,
it should unblock me too.
I like you. Assard, it sounds like he kind of likes you now. You might be unblocked.
I'm in the in crowd, whatever.
Yeah, I followed him. Then he blocked me. Then he unfollowed. Then he decided I was cool because Jen Emick was on the show and a bunch of other crazy ass people. And,
oh shit! He unblocked me.
And
oh.
He.
Oh wow.
Oh, Danny Dantalian unblocked by the.
I think so. Let me make sure. As I clicked following on tweet, hold on.
Yeah, you got to make sure. You got to reload.
And then you go back.
5,
no, he didn't unblock me. No.
Well, I think has a good chance of being unblocked by the end of the show. Sang, I don't know if you're going to be, you're not even on Twitter, so it's a moot point with you. Danny Dantalian, will you be unblocked by... You've got to earn.
I think he's upset about the recorded things that I did on vocal.com where I went on there as him and started answering questions. And I kind of forgot the password to the Vocal account, so I can't go on there and delete the video.
It's all good, dude. It's all good. Just stay frosty, bro. And it's
dude, can
all
we
good.
Get back to Anonymous a little bit?
Yeah, sure. What did you want to say about Anonymous?
Well, I alluded to this in a tweet earlier, that the worst thing that they could possibly do, insofar as being internet hackers, quote-unquote, is lose their sense of humor. And In the past 2 years, they have done that absolutely, 100% lost their sense of humor. And I've been in and out of the scene since, like, 99. I've seen some pretty fucking funny people go, come and go, and some of them are in jail, and some of them are still kicking it, and they want nothing to do with Anonymous. Like, the idea of Anonymous as a movement is just completely absurd. It's, I don't know, it's just, nah, I can't even talk right now.
I think
that's the pine.
Yeah, I think it lost its touch during Operation Payback. Where they're like, literally, yeah, they're recruiting kids to run a tool that doesn't hide you at all to take down websites of big corporations. And they're going around telling you should all just say that you're part of a botnet and you'll be okay legally.
Right. And I remember, like, looking on 4chan, like, being like, no, like, you don't just fucking DDoS.
Dude, I'm going to do that the next time I get a speeding ticket.
There's so many IPs.
Seriously, the next time I get a speeding ticket, I'm going to tell the cop, no botnet. I'm just botnet, dude.
Yeah, I'm on a boatnet. Can't hit this shit.
It's
so
funny,
the whole idea that you can have this leaderless movement that will command and control a bunch of minions is completely absurd. And Brian Knappenhausen or whatever, you know, the guy who did the documentary, actually, maybe inadvertently, outlines this by interviewing that one kid from Bumblefuck, Nebraska or whatever, who's being sued out the yin-yang for going on 4chan, downloading Loic, and, you know, DDoSing PayPal. And that's, he basically followed orders from a quote-unquote leaderless movement. Like, give me a fucking break. And, like, who's to blame for that?
And you know what I think's not cool? Is they even indicted people like Mercedes, who didn't even do that, who was just like a cheerleader on the sideline. How ridiculous is that?
That's conspiracy, Vince. Cheerleading is conspiracy.
So
I don't care about the cheerleading, the conspiracy, or any of that shit. I'm just calling out the hypocrisies of Anonymous right now.
Oh, okay. So somebody just tweeted me Incognito, which was my idea, actually my idea for a new group to replace Anonymous. Call ourselves Incognito.
That sounds like a gay bar, I'm not going to lie.
Actually, it is one. It actually is one here in San Francisco.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, that's
yeah.
No, is that a gay bar?
We
no,
got
it
two
is.
Of those.
Anyway, yeah. So Incognito says, hey, Jester, they sure do enjoy talking about you when they know you're listening. Jester's saying, here's Jester saying, I love to call in. This is almost the most interesting show you've ever pulled. But, well, you know, OPSEC, et cetera, blah, et cetera. Well, cool. I'm glad you're at least listening, Jester, because I have a dedication for you. And I see that there's a lot of callers on the line. So we're going to get some more callers. I'm here with Assert, MacFags, Sanguinarius, Rose, Danny Dantalian, and more surprise callers to come, I'm sure. This one goes out to you, Mr. The Jester, and we'll be right back. Stay frosty, kids.
Nausea, whatever he just said. He said, I'm starting to box with God. Learn these words instead. Go to the reflecting. My advice is free. There's a trick to Christian values, and it's compulsory. Stay frosty. That's what the preacher man said.
Stay frosty.
His words still bragging in my head. Can't control your future. Can't control your future. world without end. Stay frosty. Hey, yeah. Stay frosty now. Appeared to me was heavy with the sands of time. He made me see. Same as Kabbalah did, but few it's free. God guides us on our journey, but careful with those feet. Stay frosty in a world without end. Stay frosty like that ancient immortal said. Don't want him to get you go. Don't show him where it's yet. And that's just what I did. Stay frosty.
Woo! Look out!
Stay frosty now. Use my hand. I won't look.
Thank you. Midas are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Aw, motherfucking Jaya. It's VITB back in this. We're into hour number two. Big ups to the chat room. Lots of people in there. One Click, Assert MacFags, Blitzy. Big ups to Blitzy. Catty Idiot. Big ups to Catty Idiot. Danny Dantalian in the house. Mr. Gonzo, PhD. Thank you, Mr. Gonzo, for participating last night. I had some technical difficulties, and we were going to do a show with Nikki and I, and we got going on the top worst and best of 2012, and then Becker called in, and then I was under cyber jihad attack and was off the scene for about 20 minutes or so last night. Thanks. That was somebody's New Year's present to me, I guess. Was taking me offline. Whatever, bitches. But big ups to, yeah, big ups to Gonzo and Ms. Becker for filling in. I caught parts of the conversation. You guys certainly have a good dialogue together. As do my panel tonight, which consists of Assert MacFags. Assert, how are you feeling right about now?
Pretty fantastic. I'm enjoying some pita pasta, gluten-free. Shout-out to the Jester. And some nice Chardonnay. Pretty good Tuesday night.
Big ups to the Jester for joining us here on Big Titty Tuesday. I think the last time he came by was a Big Titty Tuesday. He must be a tit guy.
I think he is.
All right, we're also joined tonight on the panel with us, Sanguinarius Rose. Sang, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. And I would just want to point out something. As I really find it funny, like, the Jester supporters all up in their age claiming that we're grasping tight, holding on to the threads of his coattails. When, like, this is like a live show, we respond to, like, people talking about it, and he tweeted something out, and I guess we're supposed to ignore it or something like that.
Well, he's the world's greatest hacker, so duh.
Right. We also have Danny Dantalian with us on the panel tonight. What are your thoughts, Danny?
I don't know. I kind of thinking about something in the chat room during the break. We started talking about what I was talking about when I first came on. And we were talking about truth is sexy and all that. And it's just the fact that she doesn't have a man that actually cares enough about her to beat her on a daily basis and, you know, kind of keep her in line. And so people were asking me to expound upon that. So what I wanted just to recap is that, okay, you have women in the world. Okay, that's a fact. There are women here that live with us. I mean, I know some people, you know, loathe that, but I mean, it's just a fact of life, okay? In this society today, it's gotten to the point where women are starting to make more money than men. Women are starting to be given positions of authority and power, and okay, and this is all a result of just them not choosing good relationship partners. I mean, every woman needs a man that loves her enough that he'll beat her at least 2 to 3 times a day so that she can flourish and have good structure and become a model upstanding woman. So that's basically just a recap. So that's just, you know, my philosophy on it. I think if we follow that simple plan, you'll see society turn around and get better.
I don't get down like that.
Interesting idea.
Word. Hey, so I'm in the Jester's channel on IRC.
Oh, no way. What's going on
in
there?
Yeah, I'm in the secrets place.
Please report. We are now going live to Assert MacFags, who is reporting live from the Jester IRC. What's going on? What's happening down there, Assert?
A few people wish me Happy New Year, which was shocking. Crazy, crazy, crazy. An unnamed assailant said that I'm an awesome troll.
Wait, somebody gave you a 7 out of 10 and said you were an awesome troll?
No, they just said awesome troll in one word. It's amazing. Barrel
roll!
And then we all did.
Anyway.
Then we all made fun of Braddy and saying hilarious.
Yeah, of course. Obligatory.
Because, honestly, okay, so there was a big drama where I fucking did like an old school chant takeover of Russell League because it's funny.
Bull S-H-I-T.
Yeah, I honestly thought that was funny too, but I don't know. I had to take away your cyborg ops for a couple minutes.
You know, I didn't really...
Well, I guess you didn't grow up with fucking...
I actually have...
We did that shit all the fucking time.
I actually have...
I understood it. I got it. It's just other people were coming to me and, like, they were like, do something. I'm like, why? I mean, like, what do you want me to do? I mean, it's kind of funny. So
yeah,
I was like,
and Zero was, like, cracking up, too. He's the other fucking A-op.
Are you serious?
Braddy,
you're telling me that Zero thought it was funny, but he was the one telling me to do something about it. So he was, like, pulling a double reverse Malaysian alley-oop.
And all, he's going to be so pissed when you come back, or when he comes back. And it's like, dude, Smoot doesn't even like you. Like, no one likes you. You come in and say, like, the most superfluous information possible. And no one gives a fuck what you say. Like, I had her on block.
Oh, yeah, nigga! Yeah, nigga!
Wait, who?
Brassy, a.k.a. Bitchiest, a.k.a. Kelly Halassi.
That's what started the whole takeover or whatever. It was all about Sanguine and Braddy. That's kind of what started it from what I gathered about it. And then, I don't know, I thought it was funny.
Well, it's like they're obsessed with my penis. It's really, I just find it disturbing that every time I, like, come back and check IRSU once in a while I'm doing stuff, I see, like, them still talking about my penis. I mean, like, how can, like, someone be that obsessed with another man's genitalia? And not just one, but a group of people.
I just find it disturbing. Well, I mean, you know, Napoleon Bonaparte's penis is actually on display in the Louvre. So there is an obsession with phalluses. If you put somebody's penis in a museum, I mean, I think that's, you know, that's an obsession. I mean, this isn't something new. This has been going on for a while.
Word.
Yeah.
Well, either way, Braddy is a fucking retard. Saying you're really fucking borderline retard.
Oh, please.
And
please,
both of you,
you know,
together
what?
Are pretty funny.
Hey, wait, hang on a second. Assert, I'm going to have to put you on timeout for a second. I'd rather people not talk about Braddy on my show, to be honest.
Why shouldn't people talk about Braddy on your show, then?
Well, somebody pretended to be Braddy's dead father the other day, and I was so tired and medicated that I didn't even know what happened. I just wanted to get the show over with. I wasn't even listening. I was probably screening callers. And I got a very vile Twitter response from her. So if somebody really gets offended by something, you know, I just try to just leave them out of the equation.
That's what I don't understand, though. I mean, it's called the Vince in the Bay Show, right?
Right.
This is like a show
it's
where people go for entertainment.
You know what? I think I have to a disclaimer before, during, and after the show that says the views, expressions, you know, broadcasted here, don't necessarily reflect my views or anybody else's views, including Blog Talk Radio or their staff or sponsors or anybody. It's just people calling into an internet radio show that's on a format that's nice and lenient enough to let you have more or less fair game with free speech and whatnot.
I think the information age is sort of ruining satire and comedy in general, because it's making it so that you can't really be satirical or funny without fear of somebody getting very mad or something. And people are losing sight of, you know, what entertainment is and what comedy is. And
it's
people
a really
are taking
it's,
personal.
It's, yeah, and it's an assault on dry humor. People that do dry, ironic humor are dead in the water.
And it's like with Facebook and Twitter and everything.
Forget it.
People are so obsessed with themselves, and they want to make themselves look like public figures, so they go and they make Facebooks and Twitters or whatever. Not everybody, but some people do this, and they think that they're important enough, so they put themselves out there.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah,
then they get
like that.
Followers and stuff, and then they once you do that, you cease to be a regular everyday citizen. You've made yourself a public figure now, so you have to expect yourself that you're going to be subject to critique and criticism and maybe humor and satire. But no, that public figure status goes away, even though you have 140,000+ followers on Twitter. That goes away once somebody says something you don't like. You're not a public figure anymore. You're just a regular everyday person. It's not like that. I mean, that shouldn't be like that. Maybe there's a taboo there. There's a freaking, it's not a taboo, but it's a paradox that's been created by fucking the social media, pretty much. It's like, you know, you don't see people going on the Jay Leno show, celebrities on David Letterman or whatever, getting all pissed off because somebody said something bad about them on there. I mean, you might, but it's not like they're going to file police reports or whatever. You know, but, I mean, so why shouldn't it be the same way with your show or any internet radio show or any forum? I mean, people should be allowed to do things for entertainment purposes. But it's not happening anymore. People are getting put in jail for making jokes, and it's a threat to humor in general.
It's kind of sad. It's like, it's the same vein as Weave's case, which is essentially, I mean, it's a little bit different, but at the end of the day, he was trolling and making a joke at the expense of AT&T. And of course, when you make a joke and direct it towards AT&T, a high-profile company, and hurt their reputation, rightfully so, and you're going to get sued over it, and you're going to get put in jail over it, which is pretty sad, because these people should be ridiculed for their wrongdoings, and I invite everyone on the internet, whoever you are and whoever has done you wrong, to stand up and ridicule these people because they deserve it. And it shouldn't be malicious. It should be all factual. It should be funny. It should be witty. It should be satirical. And you know what? The emperor wears no clothing. So if you're going to be an asshole about who you attack, prepare to fucking get the shit kicked out of you on the internet.
No shit. All right, let's see if we get the shit kicked out of us here. We've got a couple callers. I think about 3 or 4 callers lined up. People have been waiting very patiently. I feel like I should give them a shot. One is, let's see, I think this is Bernard. Bernard, you're on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, Bernard, what's up? Sorry.
I'm here.
You've been holding. You're on the air now.
Yeah, where are the titties at, man?
I'm sorry.
I thought this was Big Titty Tuesday.
You're right. This is
Big Titty. We got a Sanguine Rose titty.
No, Sanguine Rose has a crooked penis. Sanguine Rose has a crooked
titties
penis.
You got one titty.
Well, to be honest, one of the panelists tonight has her titties in the slideshow right now. If you're on the, are you on the internet or are you just called in? What's up?
Hold up, let me take enough dick out to enjoy myself. Hold up.
Bernard.
What is all this serious bullshit about who's funny and who's dry? Shit. Let me see the titties.
Shit. Yeah, folks, please hook a brother up. Usually people during the show will just paste links to images of amazing racks. I encourage folks to do that. Any ladies that want to do it and put VITB for life on your own self boobie portrait, you're encouraged. You can tweet it to me and I can post it in the chat. It don't matter. Tweet me at twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And thanks to Bernard for calling in. He just left. All right. Okay. Oh, boy. We got Spyko's back, everybody.
Hey, Vince. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. Just doing the radio show about...
Are you doing a radio show tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, man.
That's what you just called into.
Oh, fuck. my bad, dog. I don't even know what the fuck's going on. My bad. So what's tonight's show about?
Of course you don't. You're Spyko.
What's tonight's show about? I heard something about titties, but, you know.
It's about titties? Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
But I hear that there's a hooked penis man on here.
Right.
Why,
so,
hello, sir.
Why, hello, Zane. How are you doing?
I'd be impressed if somebody could Photoshop Sang's crooked penis titty fucking at Asshert's boobies.
Mm-hmm. No.
That sounds delicious.
Did not.
That would be great. If somebody could Photoshop that, that would be badass. I hear Danny. He's already working on it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Guys.
I mean,
what?
Okay,
guys,
I'll laugh.
Guys got engaged last night.
You're kidding me. To what?
No.
What? Oh, fuck.
He's so metrosexual. It's disgusting.
I don't know. He said he got engaged on his Twitter.
Okay, everybody. I want to check this out. Friday. My next show is Friday. Free Ball Friday is going to be taken over by the Ninjas. I don't know if you guys have been following me and the Ninjas on Twitter, but I invited them to come on the show on Friday, and they think they're going to take over my entire broadcast. So Friday should be an interesting show. Can anybody on the panel give me any sort of firsthand experience in dealing with ninjas?
Yes, they love glitter, rainbow glitter, sparkles, you know, anything glitter and fabulous. They love it.
Glitter.
Yes, glitter.
Okay,
well, the black ninja, he's pretty disturbing. Like, I left my bike outside and, like, it kind of, like, disappeared. So... the black ninja you have to, like, watch out for.
He's
pretty sneaky.
Also, I hear Twizzlers, not after midnight, right?
Yes, that
pretty,
too.
That's right.
Or pictures of cats.
especially kidding.
Carl Parks is in the chat room saying I'm muting people. I haven't muted anybody. Nobody's muted. I do have a question here for Jester. I don't know if he's still listening, but Norwack in the chat room, and I think he also goes by Norwack on Twitter. I think it's N, the letter O, R-W-A-C-K, Norwack. He asks, why have you blocked him on Twitter? And then he also wants to ask a question to the panelists here. I want to see what their thoughts are on Anonymous getting credit for hacks that they have nothing to do with. I don't know if you're alluding to something in particular. Maybe panelists have an example where Anonymous takes credit for something they didn't even fucking do.
I don't know. Anonymous doesn't really do much of anything. I mean, like, you saw Wrestle League challenge him to a dance-off. Danny personally put that out there weeks ago. Not one fucking Anon showed up to have this dance-off. So by default, Wrestle League and Danny sort of kind of won that shit. And so we had to have a sub-Wrestle League dance-off with the newest member, J-Vab, which is a fucking official gangster. I mean, he got up in here, he started crunk dancing, all kind of crazy shit. He won that shit.
Winning!
And he challenged Anonymous, and he put his IP out there. He did not get DOSed. He did not get hacked. Anonymous didn't do shit, dog. I mean, like, this is just some random nigga that showed up in the room. He just fucking took over, and Anonymous didn't even show up. It's fucking ridiculous, is all I gotta say. It's fucking ridiculous.
He had a grocery bag full of money.
Fucking $100 bills, dog.
I don't know. Winning, anyone?
He had two Glocks, fucking two bottles of Cristal. He smoked like 8 blunts, just blunt on blunt on blunt on blunt.
This guy just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, dude. And he kicked Anonymous's ass. And now he's Wrestle League material. That's all I, you know. That's all I got to say about Anonymous shit.
Dude, all I think about is code.
Yeah, all I be thinking about is code. All I be thinking about.
I just get real high and I just think about that code, dog. It was ridiculous.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
You need to update your fucking
Vince,
your sound
you need
board.
To stop that shit.
Exactly. You need to update that shit, dog. It's been, what, 5
like,
years since
that? It wasn't even funny the first time.
It wasn't funny
shit.
When he did it.
Shit.
Shit. Exactly. Shit.
No wonder you have no friends.
Dude, I have plenty of... I have so many...
I'm sorry, Vince.
Soundboards
is
ridiculous. No, I need... You know what I need? I'm trying to do... I'm trying to consolidate my soundboard because I name them, and on the switchboard, they line up alphabetically. And when you have literally like 500... audio files loaded up on here, it's a pain in the ass to get to shit. So it's nice to have stuff organized at the top. As far as sound
we should have some good... I could send you some good sound clips from last night. We should have some good ones whenever XUOut sends me the recordings from the prank calls we did. Because these people that we called at Walmart, the employees there, they apparently have heard of Wrestle League. And
yeah,
so we'll have, like, a sound clip of them being like, oh, yeah, I know Wrestle League. It's fucking funny. And then there were some other ones, too, that were good.
Yeah, the latest, well, I got the drum roll for New Year's. So if I ever do a top 10 list, you know, it's like, top 10 reasons why Spyco is such a douche.
Oh, yeah, nigga.
Number 2, because
he is a
homosexual.
Oh, hey, don't hit on the gays. Fucking Meep Kitty Fuck is going to get all over your ass. She's going to fuck you up. She's going to dox you. That's all I got to say.
Should we play What the Fuck's Up with Spyco?
I'm down to do this.
We could have, like, you know, like a table where we can place bets on how much of which drug he's taken at the time. Like, have, like, a pool.
Dude, everybody's drinking on Tiny Chat. You guys are going to make me go get a fucking beer.
Mickey's 40 ounce, you know.
Yeah, let's. I think it's time to play.
Spam
what
the chat.
What the fuck is wrong with Spyko? Why is Spyko butthurt, everybody?
I'm never butthurt.
Oh, you're totally butthurt, dude.
I love you.
Okay, no, you're not butthurt. You're retarded. Why is Spyko retarded, everybody? Two six.
Your compressor's fucking up, dog. We can't hear you. Why can't you pro radio? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Your compressor's fucking up with that music. You get muted.
All right. Whatever.
What was it again? Why am I retarded?
Yes. Let's go down.
I couldn't hear you over your fuck up. I'm just saying.
Hear me now. Can you hear me now, you piece of shit?
I can hear you now, Vince in the Bay.
Thank you. That's what matters. All right, it's time to play. What the fuck is up? Biko's butt. All right. First, let's start with ass hurt. Ass hurt. Top ten answers on the board. We did a internet poll, and there's top ten answers. Why is Spyko, what is up Spyko's butt?
What is up Spyko's butt? Okay. I'll break it down for you. Most of the time he's blacked out. His only skills include creating vicious boat nets of all kinds, mostly Twitter and Jabber boat nets.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Let's see. Survey.
Well, sorry. I thought it was muted.
No. No. We're gonna check. Survey says. Oh, number seven. That was the number seven reason. Wow. Interesting. All right. Thanks, Asshurt. Let's see. Next, Sang. What do you think? Top ten reasons up on the board. Asshurt got number seven. What do you think is up Spyko's asshole?
I would like to say the hook.
The hook. Are you talking about your hook?
Yes.
All right. Top 10 reasons. Surveyed. People, you think people actually guessed this?
Probably.
The internet survey. People hate you on the internet, right?
Yep.
But you're going to say the hook anyway.
Well, it's either the hook or the toothbrush. It's kind of like a trade-off.
Yeah. I think the hook is... We'll go with the hook.
Yeah.
All right. Survey says... No.
Damn it.
Not on there. Nice try, though. Danny Dantalian, representing the Russell League. Top 10 things up Spyko's butt, internet survey... number seven's taken. What do you think it is?
Over 9,000 socks.
Over 9,000 socks are inside of Spyko's butt. Really?
Yep.
9,000? There's no way that could be right.
All right, we're gonna stick with that. I think that's actually a good answer. Let me see. Well, this is a survey. Top 10 answers. What was for final answer, Danny? What was that?
Over 9,000 socks.
All right, let's see. Survey says yes. Number three, over 9,000 socks. Number three, Danny. Very good. Let's see. I thought I had Goofy Bone on here earlier. He popped off. He dropped off. Well, if anybody else wants to call in and play, you're welcome to. Spyko, you might as well play yourself. Spyko, what's your answer?
You know what? I'm going to go with the hook, the boat nets, and a toothbrush. So pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I pack it in there with a fist. With a fist.
Toothbrush, fisting with the toothbrush. Is that your final answer?
And my boat nets.
No, the boat nets we've already got.
Well, I mean, it's a combination, dude. And once you put them all together, it's a whole new package.
All right. Hey. Let's see. Survey says. Oh my God! I can't believe it. You got
it
right.
Oh my God.
Thanks for participating on What the Fuck is Up Spiko's Butt. This is a presentation of Spiko Incorporated. And also a I Like to Hump Socks production. Okay, everybody, we got 23 minutes left to go. 23 to old top of the hour. Do a special early edition of Big Titty Tuesday here with Assert. Yeah, Assert, what's up?
You never played my other song. Fuck.
Okay, how about this? We'll fuck while I play your new song.
Perfect.
Wait, what's the name of the band, the other band you're talking about?
Tall Dwarfs.
Mm-hmm. Tall Dwarfs. If that's not artsy enough.
Dude, it's a New Zealand punk rock band from the 70s.
I saw this video, though. It was some dude playing on, like, a fucking drum pad. What the fuck was that?
No, it's a... I forget what they're called, but they're basically sine wave manipulators that are, like, handheld.
They're sine wave manipulators. They're something, though. The shit's kind of heavy.
Right. It's like a keyboard, but, like, with, like, you manipulate it with...
Yeah, it's like noise electronica. It's Tall Dwarfs. Oh, this will instantly... I wonder if this will get rid of Spiko. I wonder if this song will cause Spiko to come back.
Fantastic song, though.
I guarantee you, if I play this song right now, I lose half my audience.
Who cares? You have 20 minutes left.
All right, folks. I apologize. I apologize. Assert
had... Kiss my ass, you fucking tools.
Assert is the co-host tonight, and she requested two songs. So this is the other song she wanted. Okay, hang on, Assert. Spiko is... I have to do some... There we go. Spiko, 2 minutes for scrolling. Spiko, 2 minutes for scrolling. All right, so Assert, set up this Tall Dwarf song. What's it all about?
Tall Dwarfs is a band on... was a band on the record Flying Nun, which is a New Zealand record, and they had a very flourishing punk rock and post-punk music scene. And to those who don't know, like, post-punk is kind of the more poppy alternative to punk rock, but still has kind of that edge, but it never got, like, the new ways at, like, commercialization that, you know, like the Dead Kennedys hated, and, you know, American pop music became new wave, MTV came about, and post-punk never got that. Like, in America we have, gosh, I'm having a brain fart right now, but we have other post-punk bands, but basically... Tall Dwarfs is a fantastic New Zealand post-punk band, and this song is a live recording of one of my favorite songs, probably of all time, and it's called All My Hollowness to You.
Each other with a hand. Sight, they sing around. The sight of drunk men sleeping in the light that shines above rich and poor men. I want to sue you. I wish I could get through you. There's nothing more I want of you. I want to own you. Just know one day and told you. And give all of my heart unto you. Back home they drink two cans of beer and chase his tune to fresh his beer. He takes his jacket off and
I can't take him.
I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday.
I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look, isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Ah, oh, thanks very much.
Oh, Joel. See you on Thursday.
Right.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, yeah. Cruising into the last 15 minutes of the show with my special co-host tonight, Asshurt MacFags. Thank you, Asshurt, for sticking it out for the entire broadcast.
No
problem. I think the early time caught people off guard, but I think it also picked up a few East Coast listeners. I think maybe my show goes a little bit past Jester's bedtime. Maybe if the show hadn't been on earlier, he wouldn't have been tuned in.
Whereas, well, I just want to say to catty idiots that, A, I don't try to categorize things. I don't try to categorize music. I try to give things a genre or a poet that people can relate to. And if that upsets you, then you can probably suck my dick. No, you can suck my dick. That's cool.
Excellent. Let's see. I'm getting if you know, folks, you can also send me questions for myself or for the panel anonymously by PMing me. It's really easy to do in the chat room. You just click on my name, and then to the left, there's a little drop down that says private. Click on that. Boom. Or you can just double click on my name, and bada bing, bada boom, flippity do, skippity do, and how do you do? You personal message me, say anonymous question or anonymous message, and I'll pass it on to the panel. We have one of those right now. Okay, this is questions for the panel, which the panel, by the way, to get you up to speed, it consists of Asshurt MacFags, Sanguinarius is code, or, I mean butt, yeah. Sanguinarius is butt, I mean, Rose. Danny Dantalion.
Yo. I mean, yeah, what's up?
And, of course, unfortunately, Spyco.
Hey, guys.
Dude, you have a lot of background noise, bro. That's half the reason why I mute you. Because your background noise is horrid. Put some headphones on, dude.
Is it still I have headphones on.
Yeah, it sounds better. Oh my goodness! So, here's the anonymous question for the panel. We'll start with Asshurt first. Asshurt, do you think it's easier for kids to get alcohol than weed?
I don't fucking care.
Excellent. Sang, what do you think?
That's a pretty easy answer, and it's weed.
Okay, I have another question for Sang. You ready for this?
Sure.
This is, are you at war with Braddy, and is the best troll going? I know. It's the best troll going. Okay, this person is saying it's the best troll going and asking if you're at war with Braddy.
Well, what I can say to that is she makes the wars herself. Like, I don't really have to do much of anything.
She just creates them.
Yep. I'm just been watching by and just...
Yeah, that's why, like, that's why I don't even want her... Like, there's certain people that are other Blog Talk Radio hosts that I consider... You know, people we shall not mention. And that's fine. I can do that with her because apparently, you know, like I already said, you know, I pissed her off because somebody on my show called in pretending to be her dead father, which I did not condone. I did not set up. I was no part of it. Like I said, I have to do a goddamn disclaimer every show.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how Ron Breinart, you know, reacted. And he was offended by the one angry Jew. You know, the guy calls him. He's like a self-hating Jew. It's totally satirical, and the joke just totally goes over his head, and he's offended.
Well, what do I say?
It's like people like that. You just stay away from people like that. That Sue Basco chick. Everybody keeps like trying to taunt her and stuff, dude. Just leave her alone. Don't encourage her.
She sucks. She's gay. She's fat, old, and fucking hangs out on IRC fucking all day. I hope she dies, honestly. I mean, I don't care.
That's
don't care.
Nice, MacFax. Really nice.
I would say, though.
I hope she doesn't die painfully, but, I mean, whatever.
Oh,
I'm saying, though, that you're giving bad advice when you say just leave them alone and don't encourage that. You're way off the mark. You know, not to contradict you or anything, but you're seriously, I would say, you know, don't ignore them and egg them on. And, you know, maybe one day they'll realize how dumb they were. I mean, because nobody's ever going, they're never going to understand. Plus, the same thing when it goes, you have to understand, we're talking about two women here. And both of these women obviously don't have a man in their life that cares enough about them to beat them. So you have to keep that in mind, too.
Pretty much.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Another thing that I've, like, noticed with almost all crazy people is they try to make everyone pick a side. If you're not on their side, then you're all against them, and it's like a disturbing pattern, like, you can't say no or I don't care, because that means that you're choosing their enemies over them in their minds.
Hey, Sang, I wanted to know if you would like to elaborate on your pastebin thing that you wrote and put up on New Year's Eve, where you say, "Greetings, children. I look at all around and I can just smell the desperation of butthurt while I am sitting here." What was that all about?
It's a great Sang impression.
It was. But yeah, it was just me commenting on the state of Twitter. And I meant every word I said in there. Is that another thing that people don't really know is I deleted my Twitter account before, like years ago, for the same reasons of just watching these people thinking they can change the world and going around like keyboard warring and acting like Twitter is like their lives, and I just find it sad. So I deleted my Twitter account just to absorb also the reactions of people. And you could see that everyone was all freaked out about it, acting like I must be like quitting the internet. And this is like,
well,
they're
duh,
acting
you're not
like,
on
yeah.
You're not on Twitter, you're not on the internet anymore, bro.
I know.
Better yet, I mean, does anybody even go on Reddit? I mean, seriously, if you're not on Reddit,
never.
You may as well just throw your computer away.
Yeah, never go. Never go. Exactly. I should just, I'm just going to Ann Hero right after the show. Good idea.
Do you even have a Know Your Meme subscription? You even have a Cheeseburger subscription? Are you registered at Cheeseburger.com?
I don't even know what LOL Cats is. I need help. Christ, break. I just found out what ninjas were, like, yesterday. I'm going to have, seriously, the next time I do a broadcast, I'm going to be hosting a bunch of ninjas.
That's the truth. Catty Idiot says something. And, like, I've gone to Reddit a couple times, but, like, usually I just leave after 2 minutes because I don't know how to fucking navigate the site. I don't know how to find what the fuck I want to read about. It's just a bunch of shit thrown at you, and it's like, how do you get to where you want to go? It's like, speaking of
bunch of shit getting thrown at you, I'm getting tons of personal messages. A lot, most for Sang. Sang, and another question for you: would you, Sang, if you could, would you have sex with Braddy?
That's a disgusting thought, and I don't have sex with animals.
But what about the goat?
Oh, great. I'm gonna burn for that. I'll burn for that. I can't believe I just let that happen. What else do we got here? I want to know what the fuck up is with the chick that Sanguine is always tweeting about music with. Yeah, Sanguine, what's up with you and the chick that you're always tweeting about music with?
She's She's just a friend of mine, and we like talking.
About music?
Yeah, we do that a lot, so...
Yeah,
I don't see how that's interesting enough to ask.
Yeah, this is like the bottom of the barrel. My bad. But that's good. That's clarity. We clarification. We got that out of the way. Oh, my God. All right, well, we're getting dangerously close to being dangerously close.
Yeah, done I'm about...
Yeah, we're all going to... The show is going to end in about 4 minutes here. So, any final thoughts? Assert, final thoughts.
I don't know. Odd Future, Wolfgang, don't kill anybody.
Perfect. Thank you, Assert, for being my co-host tonight. It was fun. Let's see who else we'll go. We got here. Spyco, dude.
Final
thoughts.
What's up,
quick.
Man?
Yeah, the show's almost over. What's your final thought?
My final thought, just have fun. Fucking don't take anything too serious and shit, man. Also, can I be muted?
Absolutely.
You haven't.
And he's muted. Danny, final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Just basically, there needs to be more compassionate men in the world to understand a woman's needs. I mean, seriously, women have needs, and probably they're one of their most primary needs is that they need to be beaten 2 to 3 times a day, and men in the world just don't care enough to do it. They don't want to take the initiative. You have this generation of men that's come out that's just lazy. And they don't want to take the time and be empathetic to another woman's needs and give her the attention she needs with the stick or whatever other blunt instrument that you need to use. They think it takes too much effort and energy, and it's sad. But www.tinychat.com/WrestleLeague, and that's about it.
Sweet. Thanks for coming through, bro. And last but not least, Sanguinarius Rose. What are your final thoughts before we sign off?
I'm hard.
Thanks to that, I am now limp. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Well, it's great to have you on the show. Great to have everybody else on the show, too. I appreciate your participation, especially Assert MacFags for being a great co-host. Thank you, everybody in the chat. I see you all in there, and I'll see you all again soon. I'll post the chat log in a minute, so you can go ahead and spam a bunch of nonsense while you can. Also, big ups to local college football stars, the Stanford Cardinal, for winning the Rose Bowl. Congratulations, Cardinal. You're Rose Bowl champions. Good night, everybody. See you next time.
Talk. Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very much.